Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Farish, and I am thrilled to have Lisa Manion with us today. And Lisa believes in the divine connection and the power of love to heal people from within. A renowned marketing consultant, often referred to as the business marketing architect, Lisa is known for creating value-based and passion-driven marketing communication framework known as Challenge, Solution, Invitation. She is the president of Right On Creative and Right On Creative Publishing and author of the number one international bestseller, Spiritual Sugar, The Divine Ingredients to Heal Yourself with Love. So Lisa, welcome and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Jean. It's just a delight, and I'm so excited to celebrate the success of the book and sprinkle a little spiritual sugar on the world.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to your passion and purpose.
Well, that's such a good question. So my passion and purpose continues to evolve, and I think it does with everyone. However, I've always been drawn to the written word and to marketing for as long as I can remember. And so that's where I have spent my time, in helping people create messages and now sharing my own personal story in a bigger message and mission in the book.
Well, Lisa, that's wonderful. And you're sharing your personal love journey and also spiritual tools to inspire spiritual awakening, positive change, and healing. So we really appreciate your work and for you pursuing your passion and purpose. Can you tell us, when did you start writing?
Well, yes, I've always been drawn to the written word for as long as I can remember. And as I mentioned, my passion has evolved. But I remember as soon as I could write, I was writing bad poetry. We'll put it that way. Interestingly enough, I was critiquing advertising commercials in between watching Saturday morning cartoons and Captain Kangaroo. So it's kind of always been ingrained. And then my first published writing was a poem when I was 12. I went to a young writers conference and was published in an anthology. And I also helped start our first ever school newspaper for our elementary school when I was in fourth grade. So sometimes people will say you're born with a specific gift and passion. And writing and strategy and marketing have always kind of been in my DNA since I landed on the planet.
That's brilliant. Writing has always been your strong suit. And what I really like about it is that you have really believed in yourself. You were confident, realizing your writing skills and also your creative talents, which really invites others to be open to sharing their own gifts.
Yeah, I think that's very true, and it's so interesting because everything does continue to evolve, Jean. In all honesty, I really thought that my first book would have been about marketing because that's what I've been eating and breathing and doing for over two decades, basically. And then after having my own personal awakening and my Healing with Love journey in healing cancer, I realized that this story is so much bigger than me, and it always has been divinely driven. From even before being diagnosed, 2 years prior, I was given the name of the book and told I was going to write a book about healing with love, and I honestly didn't know what to do with that information because I really felt like I had a huge charge already in teaching marketing with integrity within the marketing, advertising, and copywriting arena. And so I just journaled about it and set it aside. And then when it all came full circle and I received the diagnosis and I was really wondering what I was going to do, I got another little, I call them God nudges, a message that said, you will heal this with love. And then I remembered my journal entries. Speaking of writing, I just went back to that journal entry and pulled it up. And there it was, written in ink. The title of the book will be Spiritual Sugar. It'll be about healing with love. So I immediately bought the domain name and started building out the brand while I was on the healing journey.
Lisa, I just love your title that speaks to that inner sweetness of our soul and really the power to heal with love. It's a beautiful title for your book.
Thank you. It was given to me, so I can't really argue with the creator. I'm just doing what I'm guided to do and happy to be here.
Well, your writing journey has definitely been interesting, and it's amazing how it leads us on our path. Sometimes we never know where it's going to lead us, but here you started out writing poems and you had that interest in writing, and look at where you are now in terms of using your own healing journey to really help others on their transformational journey.
It's true, and my passion for books and writing, books were my best friend. I'm an only child, and I spent a lot of time in nature and reading books and would go down to the little bookmobile. We didn't have a library. I lived in a very rural area, so the bookmobile drove into us, and I would pour through the books when I was a young girl and look at all the Caldecott Award winners and the Newbery Award winners, and I would actually dream of being an award-winning author. So it's really cool to see this come full circle. I didn't know how exactly that would happen, nor did I think it was going to be about a healing journey. However, here we are, and that's what's going on.
Yes, like a divine preparation for sharing your gifts. It's just wonderful. So you've talked about your writing journey and even in your earlier years, how you would read and wait for that reading mobile to come, and you spent a lot of time reading. But is there anything that truly inspires you to create and write? I know you speak of the divine connection. What inspires you to create and write?
I really think that a big part of my mission in the world is to give others a voice. It really matters, turn their ideas into something that matters. And that's what I've done in the realm of my Write On Creative business and helping mission-driven entrepreneurs across the globe get really clear on their messaging and strategy. So I'm inspired by helping others. And so it feels really in absolute alignment that the book that was first released is Spiritual Sugar, The Divine Ingredients to Heal Yourself with Love, because this will and already has been impacting so many people. The Amazon reviews that are pouring in, some of them brought me to tears. It's just beautiful to see that I'm having this impact. So my deepest inspiration is truly in being of service to others and to helping heal the broken threads of humanity.
So that's fantastic. And using your natural gifts and talents to really make your wisdom and knowledge accessible to the world is just amazing. And there's so many people now who are trying to find their voice, so this is very encouraging.
It's a little overwhelming, and at the same time, I'm very excited and honored to be able to help in this way and to inspire others. And that's interesting that you said, you know, it's very encouraging for others. It's true, and that's some of the feedback that I'm getting from people. They're saying, wow, we didn't expect to see this side of you, because most people know what I do in the business marketing architect and Write On Creative role. And I kept my journey very quiet while I was going through it. So this is kind of a surprise for people to suddenly see, oh my gosh, Lisa wrote a book. Hey, that's cool that it's number one international bestseller, but what? It's all about healing with love? And where did this come from?
It's amazing how our journey can really touch others. And sometimes we really don't know where that will take us. As you've had your own healing challenges and overcome those, look at where it has brought you and how you are using your book and your own life experiences to really show others that it is possible. That's amazing.
I'm just blessed to be here, and I'm so happy to do what I do and delighted, really, in so many ways to be able to touch so many people. And that's truly what a book is. A book is a messenger that will share your gifts and your talents and your philosophies and your story with the world in whatever way you want that to be. And another thing that's so beautiful about that is that we get to choose what we want to do and what we want to share for the most part. I mean, this part of my journey has been very much divinely guided, and I'm not arguing with the creator. I'm just following along, and I'm going to be that conduit and do what I can to show others that it is possible to heal with love, and it all has to start within. We just have to start taking better care of ourselves.
Yes. And Lisa, You're known as a coveted writer. Did you face any challenges with your writing?
I'm blessed because it comes pretty naturally to me, so I don't see a whole lot of challenges with the writing. I would say right now, and it's not even really a challenge, it's just an interesting thing to navigate when I've been teaching and writing about one topic for so long, and then the first book that's released is the number one international bestseller, and it's about a completely different topic, even though they're very much related because I believe that business is personal. So the challenge around all of that is just sort of bridging that gap and letting people know, listen, we've been taught to separate who we are as people and what we do, and it's all interrelated.
Yes, it is. And it's really incredible how you trust yourself and you are open to your divine connection. You advance your skills in writing, and perhaps this will help others overcome their obstacles and fears about writing, because when we're authentic within ourselves, it can inspire others to really trust themselves and be
so
true and real to themselves.
So true, Jean. That was so perfectly stated. And I often tell people, if you can talk, you can write. Many people will get writer's block or that fear of putting pen to paper or typing on the keyboard to get things out there. And each of us has a beautiful story inside of us. And one of the things that I would love to do moving forward is to create some spiritual sugar anthologies so that I can help others share their stories with the world too. So that's probably coming later down the road. But right now I'm still basking in the success of the book and realizing that now I'm an actual author. My writings have been published in other number one best-selling books, but they weren't my book. They were anthologies and other people's books, which is beautiful. But it's a different feeling when you're holding your own book in your hand and you're realizing, oh my gosh, this message is going out to literally millions.
That's so true. And you're really blessed with your natural gift for writing, which so many yearn for. But as you said, we all have our own story. And I think when we trust ourselves, we can move forward with that authentic voice, which so many are looking for.
Absolutely. That is so true. And one of the things that I also tell people who are challenged with writing and don't have the natural gift or don't think they do, often they do, but they're getting in their own way, which is another topic. But I suggest to them, then if you don't want to write it, speak it. Even on the app on your phone, talk, use your voice app and then have it transcribed or send it to yourself. It's easy enough to do, and you can still get your message out in a much better way, and then just polish it that way, or in an easier way, not necessarily better, but easier if it's hard for you to write.
That's a great idea. Can you share maybe some other favorite tips that you have to inspire our listeners?
Well, journaling is a big piece of it, right? I think if you're afraid to write and share your writing with the world, start by writing for yourself. Start by journaling and by just kind of cataloging your ideas and your thoughts and getting comfortable doing that. I've journaled for as long as I can remember, and I cannot tell you how helpful it is in so many different capacities.
Yes, I think journaling is wonderful because it's like having that special, intimate connection with yourself, and it's amazing what you can reveal to yourself through journal writing. So I really appreciate you sharing that valuable tip. Any others?
There's so many things you can do to write. I think also writing groups are a good idea, right? If you're feeling shy about your writing, a writing group can help you share with others. And that can sometimes help remove some of the fear and the blocks as well, because once you do it, it becomes easier and easier.
Yes, that's a great idea. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book and what really inspired you to put your knowledge and wisdom in book form?
Sure. Well, I mentioned earlier that even prior to being diagnosed with cancer, 2 years prior, I received a divine download that I was to write the book. Of course, I had no idea exactly what it meant or what I was to do with it. And that was the initial inspiration. And then when I went through the Healing with Love journey and was faced with cancer and then was able to heal it with surgery but no chemo or radiation, I knew that this was something that would help so many people, and it was also my agreement with the Creator, because I assure you, when I received the diagnosis, it was not a fun thing to deal with, even though I knew everything would be okay because I'm very grounded in my faith. I had some serious conversations with God about this, saying, hey, is this it? And if this is it, wow, thank you, but I think we have more work to do. So it was kind of my agreement with the Creator to get the book done, and then this year was my 5-year all clear from the cancer diagnosis. I went through the surgery and then did all kinds of natural healing modalities to regain my health, and I knew that the world at large is not aware of all of these different modalities that are available to us that we have at our fingertips to help us heal ourselves with love. And so that's really and truly my inspiration and what I want to help the world to understand. It's my deepest wish that we all start taking such good care of ourselves that we can avoid cancer altogether. The book is not all about cancer, by the way. It's really about committing to ourselves and taking care of ourselves and leaning into faith and honestly unplugging as much as possible, getting out into nature and realizing that there's definitely something much bigger than us and that this is our life and we have a choice and we have lots of choice points. And it's my hope that when people read the book, they will course correct how they're living so that they're supporting themselves fully and embracing their health in the best possible way.
That's fantastic. Your love journey, your spiritual awakening, your healing, and your book includes an array of what simple, comprehensive, and adaptable spiritual tools that people can really use in their own what to develop their own practice. I think that's really profound.
It really is profound, and I was extremely blessed to have Dr. Joe Vitale write the foreword and for Neil Donald Walsh to write the afterword, and both of the words that these amazing men wrote brought me to tears. And one of the things that Neil said about the book is that it's an encyclopedia of tools to change life for the better. There are so many tools listed within the book, as well as how I had incorporated them in my healing journey, with some journal prompts to let people look a little bit deeper into how maybe some of these things, often many of these tools and techniques people may not have heard of before, but how they might be able to consider them, incorporate them in their lives, and really basically just get healthier all the way around.
Yes. As you stated earlier, healing comes from within, and really the healing power of love, and so much that we can do for ourselves to go within and empower our own selves and healing ourselves from these debilitating conditions. And what I really admire about you is that you have really demonstrated that in your own life, and you're sharing that with the world. That's beautiful.
I've always taught by demonstrating, by doing, by showing people what's possible. And so it wasn't really my intention to go on this journey. However, I have, and this is one of the ways that when we experience something as impactful, like a cancer diagnosis, and we're able to turn that around, it actually feels to me like it's our responsibility to share it with others so that we can help others learn. If I were not to share this story, so many people who don't know about these alternative modalities or complementary modalities that can help, whether you choose to go through Western medicine or traditional channels or not, can really help. And what I found was a masterful blend of, yes, let's trust the doctors and let's leverage some of Western medicine to do the surgery, but the rest of that didn't feel good to me. The healing modalities that I chose to use did, and they were very effective for me. On that note, one thing that I do want to say is that every person and every cancer is different. And so when we were looking at how to come up with a title for the book, Vicki and I worked together on that quite a bit. And she said, well, it's kind of a recipe, Lisa. And I said, it is, but I can't give anyone a specific recipe because there is not one recipe that can cure everyone. But I can give people a list of divine ingredients, and they can create their own recipe because it's really up to us to heal ourselves.
And Lisa, you also inspire others to heal now before illness requires them to do so.
Yes, and that is exactly another one of my wishes for the book, is I want people to commit to themselves now to avoid what I went through altogether. And it's possible when we change our diet, when we change our mindset, when we get healthy, it just gives us a stronger core to operate from.
Yes.
And gives us the ability to heal and to elevate our own natural immune systems.
Absolutely. And you speak to channeling love in all aspects of our lives. Can you share a little bit about that?
It's just a really simple philosophy. I believe we should do all things with love, right?
Yes.
The truth of the matter is life is a gift. Every breath, every second, every minute is a gift. We have gotten so wrapped up in the fast-paced day-to-day life, living, work, whatever it might be, that we have forgotten, in many cases, to slow down and smell the roses, so to speak, honestly, get out in nature and take better care of ourselves. I don't think I will ever get tired of saying that because it is so important. And I know when I received the diagnosis, I was actually overweight. I was technically obese for my frame. I was 189 pounds, even though I carried it well, was not healthy. And so I started walking, spending a lot of time in nature, doing a lot of the things that I suggest in the book, and released over 40 pounds in less than a year. And many people will say to me, Lisa, you got sick, so you lost weight. And I say, no, I got healthy, so I lost weight. And that's what I want people to realize. We need to take control of our health. We need to look at the labels of the food that we're eating, because it's probably not even really good for you. And there's just so many things that we've been programmed to believe are that aren't. And so I'm one that always says, yes, do everything with love and also question everything.
Yes. You really inspire us to become more proactive in our lives.
Yeah, and a lot of that means slowing down. Sometimes
yes.
we're going so fast that we don't even realize what's happening. For example, I didn't even realize I had actually gained that much weight. I was so caught up in work and everything that I was doing. And in fact, I remember sitting in my office after the diagnosis thinking to myself, oh my goodness, did I kill myself for this? And what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was referring to how hard I'd been working for a very long time, even though I love what I do. I'm very, very dedicated and driven. And this was an absolute required reset. Receiving that diagnosis, it was a choice point. I could either roll into love or I could roll into fear. And fear is typically where most people go when they receive a cancer diagnosis. And I'm here to tell everyone that it's not necessarily a death sentence. There are so many other things that you can look into, and I'm just inviting people to look into all of it. Take care of yourself now so you never even have to go through facing a diagnosis like I did, because it was life-changing, and facing mortality is not for the faint of heart. At the same time, I believe each individual can grab that choice point, turn their life around, course correct, and not have to go through that if they start eating better and just following some of the tips that I provided in the book.
Well, that's very empowering, because illness can be life-changing, and what you're saying is to discern what's important, because we get so caught up into just the details of life and we can forget ourselves, and bringing ourselves back into balance and loving ourselves is so important.
It absolutely is. We should do all things with love. Realistically, life is pretty short when we look at it. It could have been even shorter for me. Thankfully, I made a lot of really conscious choices to heal with love.
Yes. So when you think about your book, when you wrote it, is there something you want the readers to take away from it? And I know you've spoken about a lot of valuable things here, but is there something that you hope readers would take away from your book?
I would really like for them to lean into faith, commit to themselves. The best thing that we can ever do is commit to ourselves and really focus on healing with love. And healing with love doesn't necessarily mean there has to be something major going on, but we do need to slow down and take care of ourselves.
Yes, that is so true. And those are such valuable takeaways that can really make a difference in the world and make a difference in our lives. You speak to being happier and more fulfilled, and you show us the way with your own love journey and the tools that you share in your book.
It's very true. It's really my hope. Again, I mentioned earlier, it's kind of about healing the broken threads of humanity, and I think we all have a gift to do that in our respective roles, whatever they might be. In the marketing arena, it's me teaching marketing with integrity and a new way to do messaging and strategy that's aligned with values. And with Spiritual Sugar, it's all about healing with love. And so I'm doing my little part to help heal those broken threads, and I'm hoping that I'm inspiring others to really take ownership and start doing their part as well.
Beautiful. So as we look at the impact you would like to see your book have on the world, what would that be?
I would love for everyone to just get healthier, be happy and healthy. It's really that simple. The mission for Spiritual Sugar is very simple. It's heal yourself with love. We all have experienced some sort of trauma, abuse, or addiction in our lives. And the best thing that we can do is to face those, to heal them with love, and to be the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be.
And that will certainly make an impact on the world. And Lisa, you're such an inspiration, and that's why we need people like you who live your message and truly make a difference in the world. And we really appreciate you. Lisa, how can listeners connect with you? Do you have a link where people can go to contact you?
Absolutely. Since we're speaking mostly about Spiritual Sugar, that's where I would love people to go. You can go to spiritualsugar.com, and you actually will receive a Journey of Awakening audio and some journal prompts. Those are as featured in the number one international best-selling book, Spiritual Sugar, The Divine Ingredients to Heal Yourself with Love. And then also you can purchase a book from the site, too. There's a link that takes you directly to Amazon where it is available.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for being here. We know that your book will certainly make an impact in the world, and we really appreciate your being here and the generosity of your time and wisdom.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. And until next time, have a wonderful week.